Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Your kids can make in life. Right now it's a big move for some reason. I have this among my own kids that argue about the value of a college education. I heard William Bennett talking about this week about you should just only get certain degrees, the other degrees don't matter, only certain ones pay. You should get a petroleum engineer degree. Well, that sounds nice, except if you're not made for it, that's a problem. Two, everybody can't be a petroleum engineer. Three, I do a lot of work with petroleum engineers. I'm going to tell you, there are periods of time when they can't find jobs with the ebb and flows of the economy. So this notion about college being for making money is, I think, where the issue is. But before I share that, I just want to stress that we know, you can look at the statistics over and over. I know there are exceptions. There's Zuckerberg and there's Bill Gates and whomever who didn't finish college. I mean, they both got into Harvard, went for a bit, but never mind that. What we know is the salary discrepancy is mind-numbing between a college grad and a high school grad. So I'm looking at you, look it up yourself. Median annual earnings for full-time working 25 to 32-year-olds with bachelor's degree grew by nearly $6,700 to $45,000 from 1965 to 2013, $45,000. During that same time, median annual income or earnings for high school grads in the same age group fell by nearly $3,400 to $28,000. So it's $45,000 compared to $28,000. And these are just, you know, younger employed people, 32 years and down. You start comparing the rest of it, and it gets down to this. LA Times, I see here, college graduates earn 84% more than high school graduates. And I'm going to tell you, that's how it goes. And that's across the board, some more, some less. Look it up yourself and think it through. I'm not saying at all that going to college is right for everybody. I'm not saying it's the way to go. Honestly, if you could get out of high school and start saving probably as little as $6,000 a month and able to compound that interest and keep doing that over your lifetime, you'll come out great, comparatively. That's generally not how it's going. That's $6,000 a year, I'm sorry, not a month. What happens is there is something you can know about college graduates. They've endured, they've fought, they work hard, they struggle, they learn to manage time. There are all kinds of things that go with it. But the trick is seeing college as trade school. That's, I think, where a mistake happens. You really ought to get involved in studying something you'd love. And I don't mean like or tolerate, I mean just love. And if it's STEM, that's great. Go that way, please. Got the sun in it now. But if it's not, I think college could still be a huge benefit in the quality of the relationships you build, the things you learn about yourself, the skills you develop. And those skills are going to pay off financially. I promise you, they will. Even though it's costly, even though it's education is going to be a bubble or something like that, I'm just saying the value of college education is still pretty profound if you dare to look at it. Now, this world isn't all about money, but I am telling you this, that if you can do well at something you enjoy, you'll probably get paid. You'll probably be of value, you'll find skills that work with it. I've got a son who's an art major, who's working in business modeling and writing now. I've got a daughter who's a marketing major that worked for the St. Louis Cardinals and now is kind of an executive assistant role in an oil and gas company, and is making a lot. She would not have gotten that without being college grad. He wouldn't have gotten his without being college grad. I'm sorry. So going into college with an eye towards learning how to learn, as we stress, that'll prepare you and equip you. College isn't for you, it's not for you. If it's not for your kids, it's not for your kids. But setting them up to rule it out before they even get the opportunity to decide, not a smart move, not financially. And I dare you, just Google it, look it up yourself. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's why we're about getting college ready. That's why our 10 courses and membership in that program is all about 50 hours of training on these 10 strategic skills that makes that college experience a success. Hope you check it out. Thanks.